Hello, hello. You are listening to KXL Juno at 100.7 and 101.7 FM, broadcasting from the homelands of the Occoquan. It is Friday, August 29th. I'm your host, Kelly, and today I'm very excited to welcome a very unique new artist to Juno and to Studio 2C. We've got Kristen Ford here in the studio. Hello, Kristen.
Hello.
Hello. Do you go by Kristen or Chris? Or
Sometimes people call me KFO.
KFO. Okay.
I'm wearing a KFO hat right now.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's kind of like Jennifer Lopez is J-Lo and I'm Kristen Ford, so it's KFO.
That's really good. I love that.
But okay, you can call me whatever you like.
KFO's here with us. Kristen Ford is a queer, biracial, Nashville-based singer-songwriter known for blending indie rock with loop-driven live sets and very biting personal lyrics. I love some of the titles of your songs. We're just going to tease our listeners and say the first one that I love is White Man's Dream. That's amazing. Anyways, we're going to have Kristen play a little live set here. So I will just let you get started.
Perfect. Great. First song I'm going to do for you is called Wild Heart. In the middle, that's the color of everything. Light blue,
That was Wild Heart by Kristen Ford live in the studio. Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I have so many questions. I'm very excited. How would you describe your genre of music? Because you're kind of a one-person band, if I'm understanding correctly, right? That's how you perform?
Yeah, I just had a full band for my record release show in LA, which was cool. And on occasion, I will pick up a band for the right show. But it's also really freeing to be a solo artist. I do like live looping. And I use a lot of different effects pedals to layer harmonies and guitar effects and beatboxing. And I have a banana shaker that sometimes is used for shaking and sometimes is used for comedy.
What is a banana shaker?
It's a shaker in the shape of a banana.
Oh, okay. Just literally that. Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's strange. You know, in the movie Castaway, how he's got Wilson.
Uh-huh.
I'm a one-person band and I have my banana.
What's the banana's name?
Banana shaker. It actually has money written on it as well, because there's always money in the banana shaker.
There's money in it?
Well, there could be. If the jokes are funny enough, the HBO special is not far behind. But yeah, amazing. I play indie rock, alt folk, alternative, Americana. I don't want to be one of those people that's like, you can't define my music, but I just like music. I like songs.
Everyone that's come in so far has kind of their own definition of their genre, but they also don't want to sound like that. But I feel like everyone kind of just has their own sound. So I like to hear how people describe themselves versus what the internet tells me.
Sure.
You know?
I love that.
Yeah. What were some of your influences to start doing music? And, well, actually, first question, how long have you been playing guitar and performing?
I picked up a guitar at age 14, so I don't know if I can give away how. I try to tell everyone I'm professionally 28.
Yeah,
and then my
same.
Mom will be like, happy birthday, 28 again. That's great. So anyway, I've been playing guitar a long time, and I think I was influenced to pick up a guitar by the band Blink-182. It was huge for me.
Gosh.
I just needed the music. I needed it, like, inside of me. It was, like, such a force, and luckily pop punk is pretty simple, so once you've got like a couple power chords, you can just move them all over and get in the game with punk. And I think that's something cool about folk too, is it's like the music of the people. A guitar is the instrument of the people. You can go to any backyard party or cookout and somebody has a guitar and they'll show you a thing or two they know. And
So
Ani DeFranco was a huge influence. Seeing her live was like, oh my God, this is what I want to do with my life. And it's so surreal now that song I just played, Wild Heart, we wrote that together. And she's produced this album along with John Driscoll Hopkins, who's in the Zac Brown Band. So it's like, wow, how am I hanging out with these people?
That
I don't know how
so
this happened.
Cool. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I saw that that song was co-written or co-produced, whatever. With Ani.
Ani.
Actually don't know how to pronounce it. Ani.
She actually told me this joke. How many Ani DeFranco fans does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
It's Ani.
It's good. Okay.
There
shout
you
out
go.
To Ani.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks DeFranco for that.
It's really
great
good.
Setup and joke.
It's great. When did you first see Ani perform?
I was 15, so I'd been playing guitar maybe a year, maybe not quite a year, and it was like getting struck by lightning. I just thought, that's what I want to do with my life. And here we are. I'm doing it.
Here we are in Juneau, Alaska.
In Juneau, my 50th state.
Is it really?
It is. I've toured to 10 countries and 49 states. So I guess actually I already played a song. So fist pound.
Oh my gosh.
Boom.
Wow.
Bam.
This is a big
number
moment.
50. I know. Do I get a button or something? Or
yes.
A cake?
I don't know about the cake. I'm going to work on that. I'll try to have it ready by your show tomorrow.
Great.
Okay.
That sounds fun.
Okay. So got to kind of chat about some of your influences being Ani and Blink-182. Those were your original influences. Has that changed as you've started performing and kind of like honing in on like your style?
I think so. I think living in Nashville for 8 years, I never really had listened to country music much before living in Nashville, and then finding country, like some classic country, and then sort of like red dirt, like Americana stuff, like Lucinda Williams, and then more modern stuff now, like got a shout out Sierra Farrell, and it was so cool to see her win like 4 Grammys last year because she used to rehearse at my little cottage in Madison, Tennessee, and we did a couple gigs together, and it's like, wow, you know, everyone saw somebody really takes off. And Charlie Crockett is another artist who, like, he stayed at my friend Mary Jennings' couch when he would tour through New York, and I just feel like there's all these artists where we're like on a journey, and then some of us like make it, you know.
Yeah.
But as long as you keep playing and you keep like, it's like as you stay in the game and you keep evolving, you keep loving music, you are making it, because what it looks like is going to be different every day, you know. And I would say I really love like electronic music.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've recently been getting into like singing bowls and like droning tones, which is kind of funny because it's almost like anti-music where you're just hitting a note on a synthesizer. But I have so much noise in my head that it feels good to like get out of it, or feel like I'm just setting myself up to maybe contribute to the conversation rather than just add to the noise.
Yeah, like scratching an itch, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really cool.
And then there are songwriters, like, I mean, I love hearing folk and songwriter, singer-songwriter music live in a room.
Oh, my gosh.
There's nothing like it.
No, yeah.
You can listen to the recording and maybe it comes close, but being able to actually experience it live. And I've been doing a bunch of shows with Rachel Sage and the Sequins, and Rachel Sage is great sort of indie pop artist. And then her songs are like rent-free in my brain. I know my songs are probably in her brain too. That's just how it goes when you hear it over and over. But yeah, there's just so much good music coming out and so much great music. And oh, I also am a fan of like bands like Poppy and Ginger and I Prevail, and the new Linkin Park singer is great.
Oh my gosh.
And just like really heavy music, but it's like there's music for the right mood.
Totally. Well, that was kind of leading into my next question, actually, which was I'm very fascinated by your lyrics and your titles because they're like very biting. And I think that would be so cool to just be like, okay, here's my next track, Broke Stoned in 23. You know, because they're so like specific and like visceral.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell me a little bit more about how you decide on your lyrics or your creation process in writing and selecting the title?
Sure. Well, it was great on this new album, Pinto, to work with John Driscoll Hopkins and Ani DeFranco on it, because you have a team to bounce ideas off of. And I wound up going through probably 2,000 voice memos of recordings and little ideas, and then narrowing it down to 12 songs. Took some doing. But in terms of my creative process, it's kind of like an idea will pop out the words and the music at the same time. And then sometimes it's a matter of like sort of jamming it and figuring out how it's going to go, or it's a pen and paper, really labor intensive editing.
Mm-hmm.
And like the song Brand New Pair on the record was originally, I also like love improvisation, so I can just make up a song. Sometimes I'll ask the audience for different prompts and I'll just make up a song on the spot. And
really?
Sometimes it's funny and really good and I'm like, ah, I hope I recorded that because I don't know. So it just comes out. But then other times there's a revision process, and Brand New Pair was like such a beast in the studio where I think we recorded it like 6 different times with like multiple different versions of the lyrics, and it just kept being like a process. And then I wanted to end it a certain way, and it was like the very top of my range and just struggling trying to get it right. And then it's so satisfying when it is difficult. And then there's songs like Birds of Steel that was originally a loop that I had saved on my looper, just 2 chords back and forth, and it was sort of a jam that then Ani diced it up and decided what the arrangement would be, and then they wound up choosing it as the radio people, whoever they are. I guess they're you today.
They're me. Yeah.
They were like, oh, it's one of the singles, you know? So there it is. That song was not hard at all, and it's a single, and other songs are really difficult. So.
Totally. Well, we are here with Kristen Ford. We're going to get to another music break. We're going to start this one off with Miss You by Anne Mahan, who is opening for Kristen tomorrow night.
Yes.
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 Was Miss You by Anne Mahan opening for Kristen tomorrow. And up next, we're going to play another track. Which one are we going to hear, Kristen?
Girl in the Mirror.
Girl in the Mirror on KXLL.
Thanks for having me on, Kelly. This song is called Girl in the Mirror. Wherever you go, well, I guess that's where you are. Wherever you were, I was waiting for you. First time I fell in love, she blew my mind, she messed me up. 31, I was just 18, small town hush hush summer fling, off to Chicago. Should've known she'd let me go. Ripped out that closet with open eyes and no regrets. I was on my way. I dated Chastity quite briefly. I picked her up at Trader Joe's. Daughter of a preacher, gotta fly, it's in my show. I used her and she used me. She dumped me for my drummer. Body of an angel, little homeschool firecracker. I was on my way, loving that girl in the mirror. It sounds cliche, she was the only one who mattered. Wherever you go, well, I guess that's where you are. Wherever you were, I was waiting for you. Ooh, woo. Ooh. At first you hauled with Katie, blonde hair, crystal blue eyes. I fell so dang quickly, I missed all them warning signs. A hothead, a Capricorn, smashing glasses and slamming doors. It hurt like hell, breaking up, felt good as hell once I was gone. I was on my way, loving that girl in the mirror. It sounds cliche, she was the only one who mattered. Wherever you go,
her even though it wasn't true. I'm so sorry for the heartache that my path has led me through. Oh, Saoirse, Saoirse, gave you 7 good years. Was it good for 6, 4, 5, or 3? Now we never could agree. I was on my way, loving that girl in the mirror. It sounds cliche, still the only one who matters. Wherever you go, well, I guess that's where you are. Wherever you were, I was waiting for you. Wherever you go, well, I guess that's where you are. Wherever you were, I was waiting for you. I was waiting, I was waiting on that girl in the mirror. Loving that girl in the mirror. Loving that girl in the mirror. I was waiting on you.
Oh my god. Oh my god, that was so good. I love that. That was great. I feel very spoiled right now.
Thank you.
It's really cool, you guys, to be in the studio with Kristen watching her do this. So I really can't wait for your show tomorrow.
I can't wait for the show tomorrow either. I'm going to see y'all there.
It's going to be so much fun. And Anne Mahan is opening up for you, correct?
Yes.
And she is the lead singer of the Rain Dogs and just all around talented lady. Have you two collaborated before?
Not before this weekend.
Wow. Are you going to play together before or meet up?
I think we are. I think I'm going to their show tonight.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to go be a scenester tonight if anyone wants to just go hang out.
Amazing.
Throw some elbows at a rock show. And then on Saturday, we're going to do the thing like longtime collaborators. And
yes.
Maybe you'll be taking a break from DJing and you're going to be playing electric violin. That's what I heard.
Yes. I'm hoping. We'll see. We'll see.
It's just in.
If you're listening, Anne, let's just do it, okay?
Everyone knows now, so.
Everyone knows. Now we have to.
We might as well ask you.
Oh my God, Kristen knows. Okay, your most recent album, Pinto, that just came out like a week ago.
One week this record's been out.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Congratulations for your new little baby.
Thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about it? Because this is your first full-length album, correct? Or you have some EPs?
Again, to being professionally 28 for the last however many years.
Yes.
I think it's technically my sixth studio album, or my sixth full-length album, but it's my first ever on a label rather than just like I put a little name on it, and it's not a real record label. So Righteous Babe Records, Ani started it back in 1990 when her first record came out. So it's just incredible to be on a label. Also, like, they signed, I guess I can't say the name of B and Animal, and Anais Mitchell, who created Hadestown, and Andrew Bird. There's just a lot of great, prestige that comes with the label. And Pinto is... it's a very compare-driven world that we live in. You can look at numbers, and you can compare, and you can look at someone's perfect Instagram edit and have feelings about FOMO or whatever, but I'm just in competition with myself, and I'm really, really proud of Pinto. I think it's by far my best work, and it was incredible to collaborate with such talented producers, and even the artwork, having that horse run right in front of me, and the photographer almost got trampled, but
oh really,
she was okay, and
I just assumed it was Photoshop or
something.
Yeah,
it's
really
like
cool.
The real deal. So
whoa.
We went down to Terlingua, Texas, right on the Rio Grande on the Mexico border, and did a photo shoot with a bunch of Pinto horses, and these wranglers were like smoking Marb Reds and drinking beers, and these chick wranglers that I was like, I can't clock you, my DAR is not working because you're cowboy girls.
Oh my God.
It was a great adventure.
That's
anyway,
crazy.
Pinto has been a total labor of love, and I'm kind of in disbelief that it's finally out, but it is out everywhere on all your formats.
All
we ship
formats.
Worldwide. We ship to Alaska.
Oh, shipping to Alaska. I just want everybody to hear that. There's shipping to Alaska.
There is, and I heard that batteries are hard to come by, so I'll throw in some batteries with your order. Just kidding, I won't.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I did hear that was an Alaska thing. You get keys to a Subaru and an eBay account to get your lithium batteries for your personal massagers.
U-Haul membership.
Yeah. Exactly. And also I heard there's a record store in town, so maybe I'll have my vinyl for sale there too. We'll see how busy I can get
the
few days I'm here.
I think there's two, if I remember correctly, and I'll talk to you more about that after we get off air, but they're both really cool, and they host events occasionally. Hit me up, record stores, because I want to do something.
So yeah, buy Pinto on the format of your choice. You can get it locally, or if it's not available locally, if it's sold out, then you can order it online.
Okay, amazing. You can order it online. Would you be down to play another live song for me before we wrap up?
Yeah, and I heard that you wanted to hear White Man's Dream, so I'll play that for you now.
Oh man, I love a White Man's Dream.
Sometimes I say trigger warning before I get into this song.
Just I appreciate real quick.
Tuning is caring. All right, this is Kristen Ford. You're listening to KXLL, and the song's called White Man's Dream.
Swimming upstream in a southern city, the biggest fish need the biggest pond. Ladies get invited to the good old boys' party if it's low cut. Cup, platinum blonde. I don't sing much about boats. I never even owned a truck, neither I know state lines, tail lights, loading down late nights, cruising the country with the 18 wheelers. Sometimes I wish I was a boy, so I could be the all American they wanted. Cause I can write, I can play, I can sing. I'm just a girl sleepwalking in a white man's dream. I'm a girl sleepwalking in some white man's dream. Raise your glass to the mighty Mississippi. God bless the southern man. How quickly you forget my great 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 grandmother. She died picking cotton on stolen land. Sometimes I wish I was a boy, so I could check off all the boxes like they wanted. Not a master or slave, cause I'm something in between. I'm a girl sleepwalking in a white man's dream. I'm a girl sleepwalking in some white man's dream. Can change your names if the pronouns don't fit right. Oh, Jesus says, he said, love the little children. Now you don't have to fit in, cause there are ones and zeros, and then you is a hero. Sometimes I wish I was a boy. I could be Mr. Right, right at a central casting. Am I pretty? Am I handsome? Maybe something in between. I'm a girl sleepwalking in a white man's dream. Won't you check one box? Won't you choose one race? Well, I'm a mixed girl rocking on a white man's stage. You could be queer, trans, straight, whatever. Maybe in between, you could be a girl sleepwalking in a white man's dream. You could be a girl sleepwalking in some white man's dream. tweet, 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 tweet. Or if you're in Juneau, it's a bald eagle that goes, caw, caw, freedom. Someday she's gonna rise up, she's gonna shine. Cause it was only a dream.
That was so good. I love that. I said I love a white man's dream, and I do. I really do. That's really good. I also love Lisa Frank, which is another title of one of your songs, correct?
Yeah.
Did Lisa Frank herself inspire that?
Actually, my wife inspired it. I met her when I was trying to do a year of single, but I was on all the apps and just like having fun. And then I was like, oh no, I'm like super into this girl. I'm like writing songs about her. And it was kind of like, I had a song called Gray Sky Blue about how do you turn a gray sky blue through will, which I guess in Juneau, you probably try to do that a lot.
Yes.
It doesn't work, right? And then here was this person that just made me feel like, you know, when you're in love, like everything's like all the colors are extra saturated and everything's popping and you're just like floating. So you burn brighter than Lisa Frank. Don't you tone it down. You
know,
if you're like, oh, I'm too much. I'm too shiny. I'm too energized. I'm too whatever. It's like, don't tone it down. Just be that.
No, you've seen those dolphins. They are out there. They are so flamboyant. There's unicorns. I love Lisa Frank. That's cool. I would have never thought to compare the two. Okay, so I have a couple more questions, and then we're going to wrap up here, and we're going to see you live tomorrow at the Crystal Saloon at 8 p.m. I want to know what your favorite thing that you've created or favorite track, if you had to pick one, or you can pick an album or EP too, because that feels like a big question.
Sure. I mean, I'll pick Pinto as the album.
Pinto
is amazing. It's finally here. I've been kind of working my whole career for this moment, and it just came out last week.
Wow.
So it's still kind of a lot to process, but I think every song is really solid, and I'm actually going to be sending out a lot of For Your Consideration to the Grammy Academy. So with any luck, in November, it will be a Grammy-nominated album. So we'll see. Yeah, we said at the same time.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to see.
We've got the goggles.
Happen.
We got the vision.
We're manifesting it. Oh, my gosh.
100%.
Wow. I had Kristen Ford live in studio before she was nominated for a Grammy.
Let's go!
Oh, my God.
Let's go!
So exciting. So if you're not coming to the show tomorrow, what are you doing? You need to. Anything else? Oh, wait, no. This is my favorite question. And my last one. If you had a MySpace right now, what would your MySpace song be?
I want to say Walking on Sunshine.
Oh, that's
Katrina,
cute.
What's her last name?
Oh.
It's a great song because everyone warned me it was going to be rainy and cold, and I brought all the cold weather things, and now I'm...
And now you need shorts.
Now I need shorts and aviators because it is sunny here.
Yeah, it has been sunny this week.
On this Friday.
Yes, on this Friday. On this Friday during the day. Kristen, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been so fun. I am really excited for your show tomorrow. For people listening, be sure to check out their new album. It's called Pinto, and it dropped literally a week ago. And so get one of those first streams, okay? Or buy it on Bandcamp or whatever. It's on all streaming services. You can follow Kristen on Instagram at Kristen Ford Music, correct?
That's right. And it's KRISTEN because I'm a perfect 10. And Ford because I'm as American as I get.
That's good. Yes. That is a white man's dream. It's really good. Okay. You can find that anywhere you stream, and we are going to continue on this radio hour. I'm going to play some of Kristen's influences and maybe some more of her tracks. Maybe we'll hear Broke Stoned in 23 because I'm just so curious.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, you are listening to KXLL Juneau. This is excellent radio, and thank you so much, Kristen, for making this radio excellent.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. Great to be here.
Hello, hello. So we've got a little bit of a special segment here. After we got off air, Kristen stayed and gave me this wonderful treat, and we got to do the prompt thing. What do you call it?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you write the song with me.
I write the song with them.
It's too much for me to do it all by myself.
Yeah. Okay. So
I'd like a letter between A and G, please.
A and G. Okay. We're going to do E.
E. Okay, great. Now we have a key of the song.
Great.
E.
Great.
And good job, because sometimes people say like K. And it's
I was
like,
going to say K.
And I can't like, do that. Key, I don't know it. Okay. And then I would like a season, please.
Fall.
Okay. Color?
Turquoise.
Turquoise, fall. Verb?
Running.
Running. Adjective? What's an adjective? It describes something, right?
Yeah, it describes. I'm trying to think what feels right.
Slimy is in my head.
Slimy? Yeah, helps. Thank you. Let's do
so
slimy.
So we've got turquoise, slimy. Did you say fall?
Yes.
Fall, running, and then just give me another noun or something.
Radio.
Radio. Radio. Okay, here we go. This is a song for Kelly.
Oh my gosh.
I turn on my turquoise radio. I've been running from them ghosts. The summer was beautiful, everything it felt so new. But now it's after Labor Day, it's fall and I ain't got you. Oh, it's slimy, I know. But I've been creeping on your Instagram without you. I don't call, I just lurk. Oh yeah, you're such a jerk. Now I'm listening to KXL, my favorite radio show. I like the sound of Kelly's voice. I don't know what she looks like for sure, but I know that she's got my back. No, not like you. Cause summer was great, now it's sad, it's fall without you. Go, what am I running for? What am I running from, babe? And are you walking back in that door? Cause I tried to drown my sorrows, but that recycling bin so full, I ain't got nothing but my radio show no more. Turquoise radio, my baby's eyes were blue, and now this much for sure, I fall to pieces without you. It's slimy down here on the floor without you.
That was good. Is it called Slimy?
I guess so. We got our
you
first
call. You got that in
right
at the very end. Oh my gosh. Wow. I expect to be credited on that. Thank you so much. Thanks for tuning in. I will see you all tomorrow at the Crystal Saloon.
See you there.
See you there.
Thanks for having me.